The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
Final score of the Vegas Golden Knights 7 and the San Jose Sharks 3. It's time for the instant replay as to how it all happened tonight at T-Mobile Arena in front of a crowd of 17,686 screaming fans. Again, a slow start really doomed the Sharks tonight. 1:57 into the first period, Tanner Pearson signed as a tryout guy at the very beginning of training camp and signed to a contract after a strong performance, finished things off to make it 1-0. Tanner Pearson, the former L.A. King, now is in the offensive zone. Dumps one back behind the net. Here's William Karlsson in his first game. He feeds him from the score. Tanner Pearson walked out to the slot and got the pass back from Wild Willie Karlsson and beats goaltender Vitek Vanacek. It's 1-0 Vegas as quickly as that. Time of that goal, 1:57. Tanner Pearson's second of the year, assisted by William Karlsson and Alexander Holtz. It was a triumphant return for Karlsson to the Vegas lineup after beginning the season on the shelf with an injury. He would have more to contribute a little bit later, but it would be 2-0 Vegas at 3:47 of the first period, and the familiar name of Jack Eichel was at the top. As right now, we've got the faceoff dropped in the Sharks zone. 1-0, Vegas on top, fed near side. Eichel shoots, score! That's just a clean faceoff win. And then a pass across the rink diagonally to Eichel, who basically was in the Ovechkin office in the left circle, and he one-times one, and it gets by Vanacek, and it is 2-0, Vegas. Eichel's third of the season. Stone and Pietrangelo assisted at 3:47 of the first period, and the Sharks were in trouble once again. For the sixth time in their first nine games, they were down 2-0, and it would get worse. For the third time this season already, they'd be down 3-0 at 16:46 when the line of Hertl, Dorofeev, and Howden came together for a remarkable goal. 2-0 Vegas, 3.5 to go, first period. Golden Knights get around the forecheck there. Long head man feed, Dorofeev tips on the right. Here comes Barbashev, make that Hertl moving in. Throws it in front, score! Tomas Hertl gets the puck on the right wing side, and he did not hesitate for a second. Fed a perfect diagonal pass to a breaking Brett Howden, and Howden beats goaltender Vanacek, and it's 3-0 Vegas in the first period in Vegas with 3:14 left. Time of that goal, 16:46 of the first. Howden, his first of two goals on the night, his fourth goal of the year from Tomas Hertl and from Pavel Dorofeev. That, Jamal Myers, was the best line that Vegas had in many respects.
Yeah, they were. They were heavy. They were hard on pucks. They were connected in the offensive zone, and they were unafraid to make plays and hold on to pucks and really made fits for the Sharks.
That basically killed the game in many respects, but the Sharks would not go away. They continued to press. They were outshot 22-4 in the first period. You can't blame Vitek Vanacek for that. He did the best he could. Vegas would outshoot the Sharks 14-12 in the second period, but halfway through, Mikhail Granlund would find a way to score a goal. Ferraro skates in deep, exchanges with Toffoli. Ferraro's in deep, back behind the goal line, behind the back pass in the near side corner, and Eklund comes out with it. Behind the net, centering play, Granlund shoots, score! Mikhail Granlund and William Eklund combining for a beautiful goal that gets the Sharks on the board, and Granlund continues his heroics as he extends his goal-scoring streak to three straight games, and Eklund sets him up. At 10:13 of the second period, it's Vegas 3, the Sharks 1. Mikhail Granlund is fourth of the year from William Eklund, and Mario Ferraro picking up his first assist of the year, making the score 3-1 and giving the Sharks a little bit of life. Note on Mikhail Granlund, that was the sixth consecutive goal that he had a point on, which since 2010, he is only the fourth person, to have a six-game goal streak like that where he figured in at least on a point. The others are Joe Thornton, who did it twice. Logan Couture did it once. Brent Burns did it once, and Erik Karlsson did it once. And Mikael Granlund is in that group.
Well, that's impressive company for sure. And the fact that he continues to drive the offense. And what I loved about the quality of that goal was it was just hard work. It was effort. Got the puck from Eklund, who did a nice job, and then just drove it right to the post, got his own rebound, and put it in under the goaltender.
Once again, William Eklund figuring in on six consecutive goals, and the sixth guy to do that since 2010. All right, so it was 3-1 at that point, but then an unfortunate moment for the Sharks. They were on the power play after that. They had momentum. If they score a goal here, they make it 3-2, and all of a sudden the complexion of the game changes. But it would change the other way when Vegas would score shorthanded. William Karlsson is first of the year, assisted by Alex Petrangelo, and it was the flukiest play of the night because it was a short clear. The puck was going out. It looked like Vitek Vanacek could come out and play it. He came out far to get it. It looked like he'd be able to reach it, and then all of a sudden the puck stopped.
Yeah, it was a very strange thing, and Petrangelo put some backspin on the puck because it sort of slid right toward Vitek, but unfortunately it checked up, and the first person to get that puck was Karlsson. It was a mad scramble after that to get back to the net. Vanacek unable to make the save.
So it was Carlson's first goal of the season. He just came back to play tonight, assisted by Petrangelo, and it was suddenly a 4-1 game. It would be 5-1 late in the period at 10:26. Make that 19:26. Pavel Dorofeev getting the goal from Theodore and from Stone, and that was just a brilliant play in the final minute of play in the second period. That was a power play goal for Vegas. And then at 19:41, just a few seconds later, the Sharks would get one back again. It's not the Sharks move in, and they score! Nico Sturm down the left wing side, right after the faceoff, moving up to the left circle and putting it top corner. And Mario Ferraro, a little fist pump on that play too, as the Sharks get one back. With only 17.3 seconds left in the period, the San Jose Sharks make it 4-2. Nico Sturm stealing the puck and going top corner. And that is a beautiful moment and a great recovery. The Sharks will go to the dressing room feeling a little bit like they're back in it. Now it made it 5-2, not 4-2. A little math mistake there. But at 19:41, Sturm's goal was his first of the season, unassisted. And the Sharks were back in the game. Now, let's get to the third period. 11:10. It was Mark Stone getting his fourth from Eichel and Barbashev at 11:10 to make it 6-2. And then Luke Cunnan would come back, and just another strong effort would get his second of the year. Petrangelo, a couple of assists today to Hurdle in the corner. Thought he was playing for the Sharks for a second. Threw it right to Zetterlin, and here comes Zetterlin. Down the left side, cross the line, does a complete 360, cuts behind the net, goes for the wraparound in front, chipped on goal! Will Smith and Luke Cunnan right in front of the net. Cunnan pokes it home. Luke Cunnan's going to get credit for this goal. It makes the score 6-3 with 6:28 to go. Luke Cunnan, second of the year, assisted by Zetterlund, and Tomas Hertl with a moment of, shall we say, nostalgia, giving the puck away to Zetterlund on that play. It was maybe the only error he would have in the game. The final goal was scored at 17:07 when Brett Howden got his second of the game. Dorofeev and Hertl assisted, and again, just a beautifully designed play. Howden's second goal of the game, fifth of the year. Dorofeev ended up with 3 points, a goal and two assists, and Hertl had a couple of assists. Final score was 7-3 in favor of Vegas. The shots were 42-27 in favor of the Golden Knights. That is our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.